Are there any children that want to help me? Any children out there? Come on up. And you sit down right there. And you sit down right here. And find a piece of tape and sit down. Right. And siblings, brothers and sisters can sit together. Did you find a piece of tape? Oh, you can't. There we go. I learned this from kindergarten teachers. Piece of tape. If you're a brother and sister, you can sit together, or sisters. Is that all? I know there's some. Oh, hiding behind the pew. I know that trick. Very good. Okay, are you ready? We have our helpers up here. Tell me, what do you think this is? A window. Very good. I didn't know if that would pass for a window. You don't want to hire Bishop John as your building of your house. I'm not a very good construction worker. Okay, so we need, let's see. Are you two sisters? Cousins? Are you two brother and sister? Okay, brother and sister, come. And you sit right here, and you look out the window. Can you look out the window? Can you see me? Okay, are you ready? Now, we just had Thanksgiving Day, and we have another special feast coming up. Do you, any of you, have family members or friends coming to visit? Either came to visit last Thanksgiving or maybe come together to visit soon? You have some family members? Who has a family member coming to visit soon? And what's that family member? Grandma or grandpa? Aunt or uncle? Okay, your uncle. So, how about you two? Do you have a family member or aunt or uncle or grandma and grandpa coming to visit maybe? Okay, and maybe you're going to watch out the window hoping that they'll be coming. And you're watching and you say, when are they coming? And your mom and dad say, not till next week. And then, when are they coming? And then, tomorrow. And you're getting more excited. You can't wait. And then, when are they coming to visit? And you say, they say, today. So you run to the window and you watch out the window. You watch out the window. Are they coming? Are they coming? Oh, that's the wrong car. Ready? Oh, that's the car. They're pulling up in the driveway. They're here. And you jump up and say, hooray. You jump up and say, hooray. Maybe some other time. They're finally here. You've been waiting and waiting, and they come to visit. Thanks be to God. Okay. Who's coming to visit? Well, we'll find that out later. Do we have a children's liturgy of the word today? Anybody? Anybody? Okay. Children's liturgy of the word? And you guys can go back. Thank you. You'll talk more about who's coming on December 25th in your class. Thank you. Expectation, anticipation, being watchful. That anticipatory joy we feel. Another example, many years ago, I went to near Tulsa to visit my brother and his family. And his daughter, my niece, Chantel Rose, was just a little girl, maybe 10 years old at the time. And I drove from Wichita, and she was waiting at the end of the lane, waiting for her uncle, Father John. I was just a mere Father John at the time. Well, she got so excited when she saw my car. She was on her bicycle, and I could see her smile, and I could see her laughing, and I was doing the same thing. What an exciting time to have family members or loved ones visit during special times like Thanksgiving or upcoming times. Expectation, being watchful, anticipation. Jesus in the Gospel of Mark described this anticipation. Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. Watch. Well, we're in watchful expectation this first Sunday of Advent for the joy of December 25th. I'm wearing violet, purple vestments. It's a sign of hope. This color is a sign of hope. We're hoping for something better. We're hoping for something in the future. We're hoping for the coming of our Savior. And that's the special time of Advent, these next 4 weeks, to be watchful, to be alert, to be in anticipating, not the full joy we'll have on December 25th, and I'll be in white vestments, but the subdued joy, the kind of under the surface joy to anticipate the Lord's coming. Yes, baby Jesus will come on the 25th of December. We have 4 weeks to prepare. How are we preparing for his birthday celebration? How are we getting ready? How are we being watchful? How are we anticipating? Maybe a few ideas. I'm sure you have your own family customs and maybe some new customs to start. To put less emphasis on material things. I think we've learned pretty profoundly the last 9 months during the pandemic. Material things aren't real important compared to health, compared to our loved ones. Celebrate Mass every weekend and every holy day. We've got big feasts coming up, Immaculate Conception, the Virgin of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Guadalupe, maybe even an extra weekday Mass, if a time or two. Receive the sacrament of confession. Some of you are on a regular basis, and some maybe between penance services, some maybe it's been a long time since the sacrament of reconciliation, sacrament of confession. I know the cathedral parish has more regularly scheduled confession times than any parish in the diocese. What a great blessing. Thank you, Father Wesley and Father Rudine. And 3 big penance services coming up. I'm scheduled, I think, for 2 of them. What a great blessing to receive the gift of forgiveness of sins, to have that new start that the Lord gives us. Pray together as a family, before meal, before bedtime especially. Sometimes we kind of get off that and kind of lose that habit. Let's, during this Advent, as we are watchfully preparing for baby Jesus, to get that habit back. My brother and his family have a little children's Bible and have a children's story, Bible story, every day. Or a book of the saints for children every day, maybe at mealtime, maybe before bed, to read a story of a saint. Read the Bible more in anticipation. Bishop Jacobs would always say, just one verse a day will change us. Complete the forms of our rededication annually to stewardship, the adult form and this grades 5 through 12, to rededicate ourselves to stewardship as we receive and recognize God's many gifts, and we want to share those gifts in love of God and neighbor. Here's a good one. I'm sure you're all anticipating this. I hope to do it too. Turn off the TV. Turn off the internet. I probably don't even have to explain that anymore. Smile. Smile. I made the mistake of saying this at one of our high school masses when I was a high school chaplain.
I was going to be always kind of serious and always kind of goal-driven, focused. Are you like that? So I said at an all-school mass, don't ever do that. At an all-school mass, I was going to smile more. And so the students, when they passed me in the hall and I was not smiling, they'd smile, Father John, don't forget to smile. So let's smile more during this Advent in preparation as we're watchful for Jesus. We take great hope in Jesus, our Savior, our brother, our friend. So, thanks be to God. Let us be watchful. Let us be hopeful. Let us anticipate with loving longing our Jesus Christ this December 25th. This Advent, let us prepare for his coming. Jesus loves us so much.